That's why I am an early riser, because I know that I need to pray and I need to figure out what are my three priorities for a day. As an executive, there may be 20 competing priorities, but what are the top three things that I know that I need to accomplish today? Who do I need to thank? Who do I need to sit down and write a thank you note to?
Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hi, everyone. I am so excited to share with you about my friend Gwendolyn. You know, here's the thing. You all need to know that we are all about meeting dynamic people who, when you're living a life on purpose and doing your greatest work, you run into them. It's kind of like stars in the universe, and when they collide, bam! It's like this huge, gigantic thing goes off, and that's exactly what happened to Gwendolyn and I when we were in Las Vegas at the Black Enterprise Woman of Power Summit, standing in the Starbucks line. So I want to bring Gwendolyn in. She's a woman of purpose. She is a leader in her organization. And I want her to share with you all just a little bit about her, maybe a little bit about what really inspires you, a little bit of your background, and throw in your family. And then we'll just run from there. Gwendolyn.
Well, hi, Diana, and hi, audience. I am so excited to be here today to talk to Diana about this journey that we're on in life. As Diana mentioned, we met at a Starbucks, but what she didn't mention is that it was really early in the morning, like 5 a.m. in the morning. So that indicated that we were both early risers and we needed caffeine to start our day. So that was certainly a connection point. So I am a native of Chicago. Born and raised in Chicago, a mom of two phenomenal children, Brittany and Brandon, ages, Brittany is 35 now, she'll be 36 this year, and Brandon is 31. In my professional career, I am a nurse by trade, but I have the amazing opportunity to be a healthcare executive, and I currently lead community engagement at Advocate Health. And leading community engagement is actually across our entire enterprise, so that covers 6 states, 1,200 outpatient facilities, 68 hospitals, and Wake Forest University. So it's an exciting opportunity to interject my nursing background, my community health background, my public health background, and my passion for people all into one. And so, you know, at this trajectory in my life, I feel like I'm really doing soul work to get up every day. To know that I can actually impact the communities that we serve. Only 20% of what people experience in their life is clinically related when they're coming into the hospital. The other 80% is what's happening with them in the community around access to housing, around food and nutrition, around education programs, workforce development, and those things. And so having an opportunity to connect our community members with those resources so that they can indeed live well is an absolute pleasure. And my team and I are working every day to ensure that communities that have been overlooked are now under our microscope and are no longer underlooked and are empowered to really live fully in these United States of America.
So whenever I have guests on, come on, preach it now, because in God we trust. Listen, I'm telling you that when people know me in this community, they know that I vibrate to people like you.
because there's justice, yeah. there's fairness, and then there's this deep, deep desire to do great work, because it sounds like you are doing your greatest work. Would you agree?
I would agree. I've had an opportunity to work across this country. I've been in healthcare now 28 years. Before coming into healthcare, I was in corporate America. Mm-hmm. But when life shifts and life happens, you look for change. And so one of those experiences for me was going through my divorce yeah. and becoming a single mother. Mm-hmm. And how was I going to navigate as a single mom on one income with two pre-adolescent children? Right. So I decided to go back to school to become a nurse. And when I tell you I fell into what my life's purpose was with doing that, I literally fell into my life purpose. And so becoming a nurse, starting out as a licensed practical nurse in a small community hospital on the south side of Chicago, working in psych and detox.
Come on.
I began to see that I needed a seat at the real table. I began to see at that point that I needed to move my career to a place where I can be in the boardroom, in the decision-making rooms, helping to make a difference for our patients and for our teammates on the front line. So that started my trajectory in nursing, went back, did my bachelor's, did my master's. And as I matriculated into the C-suite, I realized that I needed to be more equipped with some different strategies to manage in the C-suite. So I went back and got my doctorate in ethical leadership.
Okay.
Because we know that some... the decisions that are made in the boardroom and then the decisions that you need to make, you know, from a community perspective and frontline perspective, they don't always marry. Mm-hmm. And so how do I continue to be the moral compass in this space, being able to speak from a patient's lens, being able to speak from a provider lens, being able to speak from a corporate lens? So, you know, that's why I ended up getting my doctorate degree. So all of those different intersectionalities in my life really help position me to do my soul work. So,
okay, feeling soul really, sister, we got to back this up. We got so y'all feeling like, dang, okay, when does she become like Superwoman? I need to back this thing up. How you mentioned one turning point in your life, the divorce. When did you, yes. I like to call it the line in the sand kind of movement that shifts the tides. It actually takes a whole like Titanic shift. What was that for you? Because were you born? Did you wake up like this? Were you a child that was like, I'm going to win? I mean, what is it about you that made, were you born? Tell us a little bit about it. In fact, you know, splash in there a little bit of what your childhood superpowers were. Like, you just knew that there was something in you. Please give us more.
Yeah, I think my childhood superpower was imagination. Mm. I was always that kid that had a great imagination about what it was that I could do.
Yeah.
I think the other thing was the connection that I had to the divine from mm-hmm. a young age. I'll give you an example of being a young lady. I was like 8 years old, and I remember sitting on top of a bunk bed and writing a love letter to God on a red balloon. At that time, I had not been introduced to God. I had not been to church, but God was innate in me. And I knew to write a love letter to God at that time. Mm. I don't even remember what was on that balloon, but I truly believe that when I reconnect with our divine creator, they're going to have that balloon and they're going to be able to say, this is from when you were a child, when you realized your power was in me. And if you tapped into that power, you can make anything that you imagine come to reality. And so I think that imagination was my superpower. Mm-hmm. As an adult and now being able to live in this life that I imagined, I think the superpower is leadership. I think the superpower is mentorship. Yeah. I think pouring into especially women. I'm very passionate about women and how we navigate this space, corporate America and even the world, and being able to be a sounding board and a person to interject wisdom and guidance for, you know, a lot of women. I can't even count how many I'm mentoring now. Too many. I just think God has just thrown them my way, really, Diana, and some very powerful and dynamic women. And I do it all for free. Mm. I don't do it for coaching, money, or anything, I sign up and I do it for free. Yeah. I coach women, advise women, and help them navigate this space for free. And leading phenomenal teams to reduce turnover, one, but also to produce the results. I think that is my superpower. I wear that proudly on my chest. I love leading teams. Mm-hmm. It is really my passion, working with people who are passionate about the work that we do every day, figuring out how do we operationalize our imagination around what is possible in this space. How do we create that strategic plan? How do we execute on that plan? But most importantly, how do we build the trust with our internal team and our external stakeholders to say they trust us to do this work? And so I think that's what I'm really good at. And I really make that happen in the space.
Are y'all feeling this? I mean, if you are in your car, you better honk that horn and flip that burger if you outside, okay, on the grill. Y'all, I feel it. You should have a T-shirt that says, "Can you only imagine my leadership?" Okay, because I really believe that's what I felt when I saw you, because there's a magnetism about you, right? And there's a vibrancy. And I feel like your cells just must be like, come on, we gonna get this day in, Gwendolyn, because I felt that. And mentorship, let's dive in a little further. I believe that you can only give what you give yourself. And I believe that you give yourself permission to be Gwendolyn. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and you have to be careful with that because you really have to know who you are and you have to be able to stand on that. Mm-hmm. You have to know what your assignment is and no matter what is coming your way, you have to stand on that. Sometimes it may look like arrogance. Sometimes it may look like boastfulness, but when you know your assignment, do that. And I think that's the part that I'm building people's confidence to say, I really know who I am. Yeah. I know what I bring to the table. I know how I want to show up. And I'm a circle. I can't fit into that square peg. I'm a circle. It's no way that I can fit into that. And so I have to show up authentically myself so that you benefit and the world benefits from what I'm able to create. Mm-hmm. Now, there will be times that you will have to adjust different aspects of how you show up based on the room that you're in. So you learn how to navigate that space, but never truly give up who you are. Mm. And I say this to anyone. If you give up who you are, you go in search of yourself all the time. Stay true to who you are so you are never in search of self. What you are called to do, you are called to do. The stars will line up to keep it all going the way that it needs to go. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah. You're going to face opposition. You're going to face people who say, are you an imposter? So I want to dive into that.
Dive in, baby. I was going to be my question. Yes.
So this is the thing that I don't even like that terminology.
Me neither.
And I know that it is something that has been cascading around corporate America now that we've seen an influx of minorities moving into position of power. And we see this term of imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. You need to know. Anytime you face something new, you're going to have a little anxiety.
Yes.
You're going to have a little fear. That's normal. That's not an imposter.
Right.
It's not an imposter. Mm-hmm. It is just the normal course of things. If you have been given an assignment, know that is your job. Mm-hmm. You're going to get everything you need in order to do that job. You're not an imposter. You're learning as you go. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to have a little fear, have a little anxiety, not quite have your sea legs. But once you have your sea legs, you're going to be a beast.
Yes.
So I just say, don't focus on being an imposter. Flip that narrative. Yes. If you have a little anxiety, call it anxiety. Mm-hmm. If you have a little fear, call it a little fear. You are not an imposter.
Amen.
Do not subscribe to that.
Yes.
You are a person figuring out the new space that you're in and what you're feeling is okay.
You know, did y'all hear that? Rewind the podcast and listen to that. Actually, carve it out. Record it, listen to it every single morning for 30 days, and then give Gwendolyn and I a call, okay, Dr. Gwen? Listen, I'm telling you, this is so amazing because folks don't understand the assignment. We don't understand our assignment. And you gave us two prescriptions. One, if you could write a script, imagination, right? You have got to get into a space of imagination. And secondly, the divine, the source, call it what you want, God. How would you help one of your mentors start to figure that out? Like, what would you begin to share with her to really get into a space of understanding her assignment?
So one of the things that you have to do is carve out space for you. Mm-hmm. And so for me, what really helped me was one book, particular Miracle Morning Before 8 a.m.
Come on.
That's why I am an early riser.
Yes.
Because I know that I need to pray, that I need to meditate, that I need to figure out what are my three priorities for a day. Mm-hmm. As an executive, there may be 20 competing priorities, but what are the top three things that I know that I need to get accomplished today? Who do I need to thank? Who do I need to sit down and write a thank you note to for something that they did, something that they said, something they're gonna do, right? Was it the person at the grocery store that I know I'm gonna see the next time I go back? Do I wanna thank them just for being nice, just for saying hello? Who needs a hug in my life? Who do I need to show gratitude to? And so spending time in that space doing that allows, and having time for quiet. Sometimes I'm just silent. I don't say anything. I don't do anything. I'm just sitting and waiting to hear, what should I do next? So those are some of the things that I advise my team and mentees to do that I'm mentoring, because it's important. If you don't put yourself on your calendar, but you put everything else on your calendar, where are you?
Yes.
If you haven't learned to prioritize who you are and invest in yourself, you're never going to get where you're going.
Right.
You're never going to be able to hear what your assignment is.
Right.
You're never going to be able to be fully ready to take on that assignment if you're not taking care of yourself. So sleep is important too. So I set boundaries. I have do not disturb on my phone at 8:30 Central Time. You cannot get in touch with me unless you're on that
special list.
They call it your favorites.
Your favorite.
Yeah, that favorites list. Yeah. If you're my kids or my parents.
Right.
Other than that, you can't reach me. You can't reach me after 8:30. Anything after 8:30 is not an emergency and it can wait to the next day.
Yes.
And so I really just set boundaries. I don't check emails after 8:30. I don't respond. Mm-hmm. I hope it's no fires, but I have to take care of me.
Yes. And you know,
everybody shouldn't have access to you at all times. If you allow everybody to have access to you at all times, anytime, day or night, that's a problem. You're not protecting your peace. People cannot have access to me whenever they want to.
Y'all hearing this?
Mm-mm.
I mean, this is a whole vibration that I'm feeling. When you're around people like you, there's an elevation. There's a level up. There is a championship that I want to win when I'm around you. I feel it. And I know when you told me, you said, Diana, I'm on assignment with you. I know there are things that, and then she started, listen to this, y'all. She started saying, talk to this person, check this person out, go over here, do this. And let me tell you something. We used to call this thing a Rolodex back in the day, but nowadays it is just the context, because your network is your net worth. There's an equality to that.
Absolutely.
There is a straight line to this. And it's just so beautiful to me, because mentorship is so important to you. What did you have or didn't have when you were younger? Did you have this?
Yeah, let me just say, I had some phenomenal mentors,
which is
why I give it tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
I saw in the National Black Nurses Chicago chapter specifically, women that looked like me, that were some key doctoral prepared women doing amazing things across the country. Another one was my high school teacher, Dr. Betty Dispenza Green. I remember specifically, she used to come to school dressed to the nines, her Gucci boots. But when I say she was a bad sister, she would work in the daily administration in Chicago before she decided to become a teacher. I mean, I learned how to do my taxes. She helped me get a job at a bank while I was in school. And, you know, for the audience knowledge, I was a teenage pregnant at the age of 18.
Wow.
And when I went to tell her, who was my idol, that I was pregnant, one thing she said to me, and I take it with me, and I had a chance to tell her a few years ago, she said, just because you make a mistake doesn't mean you have to live a mistake.
Mm.
And for me, that catapulted me That told me no matter what challenges I faced, and if I made mistakes, I could pick myself up and I can move forward.
I love it.
And when I became a chief nursing officer at a hospital in Chicago, one of the community influencers I met was Dr. Betty Dispenza Green's best friend name, who was also named Betty, who ended up reconnecting us. Mm. And I was able to thank her for those words that she shared with me and tell her how far I had come. Mm. And that I was now Dr. Gwendolyn Oglesby Odom.
Come on. Yes, she is Dr. Gwendolyn Oglesby Odom, who understands her assignment. Y'all, this is so powerful. And I feel like you have to get on stages. You have to get everywhere. And please, y'all need to follow her. We'll get to that in a second. But I wanna close up today because I wanna ask you, there's someone who's struggling. She's struggling because she doesn't trust herself. She's going to bed every single night in tears. She's really stressed on Sunday when she has to realize she's got to go back to work. She has an overload amount of baggage with her personal life, and she really struggles with trusting herself. Can you give me, and you've given so much, but can you give me one thing she should begin to do in her heart to find hope within herself?
Yeah, one of the things that I do is I journal.
Mm.
And at the end of every journal entry, I write, "I love you, Gwen."
That's beautiful. That's beautiful because most of us don't love ourselves.
The self-love is the key. You can't think that love is going to come from outside of you. You can't think that what you need is going to come from some source. You are the source.
Mm.
You are everything that you need. Trust your instinct. Trust God. Don't run from the difficult challenges, because the difficulty is what builds the muscle. We can't get anywhere we're going without going through some things. The test is your testimony.
Mm.
I tell people that. I can look back now and see all the tests that I've been through, and I know that there will be more tests to come, but I love me.
Mm.
And I trust me more than I ever trusted me.
Mm.
And I trust God's got my back.
Yes.
No matter where I'm at, what I'm going through. So journal about your experience, where you are, how you're feeling. Figure out what is it you want to tell yourself. For me, it was telling myself that I love you every single day.
Mm.
Every single time I sit down and write in my journal, I end it with, "I love you, Gwen."
Oh, man. And I love you, Gwen. I love you, Gwen.
I love you.
I'm so grateful for your light that illuminates in this universe, in this world, because we need you. We need you. I can see why so many people love working with you at Advocate Health. And if you're listening to Advocate, can y'all, you know, give a little shout out? Because I really feel that you give that to so many people. You see everyone in your atmosphere. You see them, you applaud them, and you give them their flowers. And I'm just so grateful. I watch it. I'm like, how can I get a job here? I mean, are y'all thinking the same thing? How can we get a job at Advocate Health so that I can get with you? How can we actually?
It's a lot of us. It's a lot of us. We have a great leadership team.
I love
it. Leaders are amazing. And so, you know, God has blessed me to be in this space with some visionary leaders who are really focused on making a difference. And they're not just about talking about it. They're actually about doing the work. And that's who I am.
I
don't want to just talk about it. I want to be the change. I want to do the work that takes us where we need to
go,
we need to evolve to. So
I love this so very much. Thank you so much, Dr. Gwen.
Thank you, Diana.
And I'm so grateful that we had this time to chat. And I look forward to us connecting and continuing to connect. And they can follow you, right? Where can they follow you at?
You can follow me on LinkedIn, because I'm not a social media guru. But if you follow me on LinkedIn, you can look up my name, Dr. Gwendolyn Oglesby Odom, on LinkedIn, and you can follow me there and learn about all the great work we're doing across our enterprise and the communities.
I love it. Thank you, sis. I appreciate you so much. And we will be continuing. Thank you for liking and subscribing and following along. And we will continue to rise. Until next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.